Okay, grumpy gay boomer here. Let's talk about Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the opposition Conservative Party, who's very, very not conservative. He's very Trump-like style politics, dangerous. You know, how we look at the U.S. and go, holy fuck, how is that happening down there? Well, you know, Pierre Poilievre is doing it here. You know, fake media comments, media this, media that, they're all paid for by the corrupt government, blah, blah, blah. Interesting enough, he's out there bitching and complaining about subsidies going to the big media companies, yet, a few weeks ago, his party and the NDP decided to forgive $120 million to Bell Media. So basically, they gave taxpayer money of $120 million to Bell Media, who just fired 4,800 employees. A little hypocritical. But the interesting thing is the Pierre Poilievre right-wing extreme followers. When you talk to them, you say, hey, he did this, and they go, oh, what about Trudeau? Trudeau did this, blah, blah. Can you stay on topic for a minute? Like, let's talk about Pierre. This is... You're saying we need to vote for him, and the question is why? And that's an interesting question to ask Pierre Poilievre supporters, is why should we vote for him? Because usually the answer is, well, you know, Trudeau is just a mess, or Trudeau this, or remember the scandals, blah, 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 and the spending money. But what they seem to forget is Stephen Harper, for example, the Prime Minister of Canada, ran a deficit 8 years in a row. Stole money from the EI program to try and balance the budget, leaving a debt owed by the EI system, which we had to make up for. The other thing is that Stephen Harper was also partly responsible for was the banking catastrophe that happened in his last year as prime minister. The banks in Canada almost failed. Apparently, they're not allowed to fail, but so when Trudeau took over, he had to fix the banks like Obama did, and restructure the financial system in a way so it doesn't collapse. It's quick, really quick, how people have forgotten all that stuff. Or Brian Mulroney, who passed away, who was a PC prime minister too, people forget, oh, he's dead. Sad. Yeah, he died. He's a human. Sad for his family. Sad he died. However, he wasn't the best prime minister we've ever had in Canada. Meech Lake Accord, anybody? It's amazing to me that Pierre Poilievre right-wing followers just blindly follow him and believe whatever they're told. When you talk about the real conservatives, like the real base of that party for many, many years, were about fiscal responsibility, cutting taxes. They didn't give a shit about trans rights, queer rights, women's rights. They were more about money and what can you do for me to help me make me rich. That was the true conservative base. What Pierre Poilievre is appealing to is this right-wing extremists who are mostly white straight men. I'm not saying that all white straight men are bad, because of course they're not. Some of us are very enlightened. I'm a boomer. I believe in certain things. I believe in trans rights. I believe in queer rights. I believe in women's rights. I don't believe a man has a right to dictate what a woman does with her body either. I don't even think we should be part of the conversation, to be completely honest. But I don't understand these Pierre Poilievre blind followers. I'm not talking about the robots and the outside influence from other countries like Russia on our social media, you know, where they have a blank profile and they go, oh, Pierre for BM, you know, that bullshit. I'm talking about the ones that blindly believe everything they're told. There's some belief that some of them seem to think that cutting the carbon tax is going to be a huge monumental savings to people. It's 0.04% on anything that you do, which most of us, if we file our taxes properly, get more than we pay in carbon tax back as a rebate on our taxes. But for some reason, these blind followers, when you bring up the study done by the University of Calgary verifying that the carbon tax has no effect on inflation and everything else, which also the Bank of Canada also did a study, said the same thing. They talk about, well, Trudeau's just spending money, that's all he's doing. And then you bring up, we went through a pandemic. If he didn't spend money and sustain everybody, you would have probably lost your fucking home, like many people in the U.S. did. Or you would have lost your job. or you wouldn't have benefits. You wouldn't have had CERB. Yeah, you had to pay CERB back, which is fine. See, I'm still smoking. But you bring that up and they go, oh, well, what about the SNC scandal? What about the SNC scandal? The RCMP investigated, found that he did no wrongdoing. But he's got multiple ethic violations. You know who had multiple ethic violations? Every fucking prime minister does. Like, let's give me a fucking break. Ethic violations don't mean shit in the real world. They do things, and then you go, okay, so he's got some ethic violations. What about Pierre Poilievre? He is the only MP in the history of elections by Elections Canada to have sanctions for fraud and misleading campaigns in an election. And then they go, what, we're in, the inflation's out of control. And then you go, not according to the world economic stages. Canada has one of the lowest inflation rates around the world. And also, we saw a positive uptake this last month. So I don't understand why they can't stay on focus. So here's my question to you, Pierre Poilievre followers. And I mean, God's sake, stay on topic. Try to follow the ball and don't lose sight of it. Why should anybody vote for Pierre Poilievre in the next federal election? He's certainly not for trans rights. He's certainly not for queer rights. He's certainly not for women's rights. He's certainly not about affordable housing because he has no plan and he was the Minister of Housing at one time and did nothing. He's been an MP for almost 20 years and introduced no legislation that has passed. He's voted against everything that could possibly help us as a Canadian citizen. So why? And just because you don't like Trudeau is not the answer. Why? Now stay on topic for once. Because, my God, here's the other thing that blows my mind. Pierre Poilievre's dad is gay. And if he's not willing to protect his own dad's rights as being a homosexual, the rest of us are fucked. This is a grumpy gay boomer. See y'all next time. Well, I won't fucking see you. It's radio, so it's a podcast. But I'll hear you. You'll listen. I can't wait to hear your comments on this from these right-wing fuckers that follow Pierre Poilievre that have no clue about history. But anyway, that's the way it is. Talk to you soon.